things have come on well, you know, and it's just kind of everything's gone, you know, pretty much to plan. You know, and that was the plan from when we sat down after Beijing, was to come back here and break world records again and, you know, to retain his titles. And, you know, all things being equal, hopefully in the 200, you know, he'll be able to do the same.
Well, Jason won the 100 metres convincingly, a new world record, 10.46. The 200 metres is coming up, his favourite. Can he complete the double?
Oh, I can, yeah. You know, he can. And you know, from tomorrow on, you know, he's a training session tomorrow at lunchtime, and we start to get focused on that 200, and that's the main goal. And everything else is, you know, everything else takes the tick to the back burner, you know, after tomorrow. And, you know, he's got a massive amount of media to do, as you could imagine, and all the sort of the, you know, the TV channels and everybody are looking for him to go on and stuff like that. But we kind of need to sort of filter that down and concentrate on the 200, because, you know, at the end of the day, that's what his job is.
Clear favourite. Do you see any opposition there that can really challenge him if things go well for Jason?
Well, you know, the plan coming into it again is for Jason to, you know, to think about himself and to execute his stuff, you know, and again, that'll be down to the 200. And if he can do everything that he needs to do for the two, then, you know, it's going to take an exceptional athlete to beat him. Now, in saying that, there's a couple in there. They didn't really show last night. You know, there's a Cuban guy in there who won, who's a very good long jumper, and who's big, tall, and rangy, you know, and he finished second last night in the 100. But he's run, you know, he's run 10.7 in the 100 as well. So you can't dismiss anyone. You know, there's two Russians who are going to be in it again. And, you know, the Alex Labson fella was second to Jason in Beijing. Now, he's probably at the wrong age. He's now 33, 34. So, but he himself, you know, has run 21.2 in the past. So he's a good athlete. And but, you know, anybody that stands in the start line deserves a lot of respect. And, you know, and you know, Jason, and certainly from my point of view and working out things beforehand, whatever his heat is, you know, we'll never underestimate anyone, you know.